Ladies and gentlemen, it is with a very heavy heart that I bring you tonight's newscast. I did some rough estimates based on the math. I have determined that roughly 250,000 children have been raped coming to our nation's border illegally just so far this year. I'm not including the women. I'm only talking about the children. Also, in other relevant news, although it's hard to talk about anything but what is going on at the border right now, the vaccine does not work. People are getting it, and they're still getting the disease. They're still getting the virus and probably can still spread it. All of this and much, much more coming up after a short word from our Patriot sponsors. I don't know how I even have the heart to go through this video. Here we go.
There was a time when I had my head in the sand. Then I found out that power players pass lies for truth and truth for lies, especially in areas of life and health. I used to stay quiet, and now I speak up. I red pill my family, I red pill my friends, and I support redpillliving.com. Red Pill Living has real health products that support longevity, vitality, and detoxification against the deep state attacks on your health. It's redpillliving.com. Wake up, stand up, speak up.
NemosNewsNetwork.com. Breaking the cycle of fake news.
We're going to start with a softer topic and work our way up. We all know how unpopular the usurper Sleepy Joe Biden really is. He can't fill up a room. He can't fill up a McDonald's with his rallies. And pretty much anyone is more popular than Joe Biden. Even if you're not a public figure, you have more friends than he can get to show up at his events. Your birthday party is more popular than a Joe Biden rally, even if you're not necessarily Mr. or Mrs. Popular. But YouTube has figured out a way, other than just getting rid of all the dislikes and giving him fake likes and giving him fake views, because he can't really get more than 2,000 or 3,000 people to watch anything, including his State of the Union address. Essentially, they're going to allow him and others that want to cover up how unpopular they are, probably the fake news as an example, and other Democrat candidates and rhino candidates, they're going to give them unveil a new option on YouTube that allows them to hide the dislikes. Now, they've already killed the comments. They've already banned most of us that would dislike them. But they still get ratioed. Every time Joe Biden does a video, 1,000 people might like it and 15,000 people might dislike it. So they have to play with the numbers. We've caught them doing it in real time. We've caught videos that came out and a moment later 100,000 views were added and people were refreshing in real time to catch it. I mean, it's been a joke from the beginning, and how hard they have to go to hide the unpopularity, even getting rid of the dislike button, as though comments were not enough. I mean, you can't comment on anything now anymore from fake news. You can't comment on anything from even fake Fox News. And certainly, you're not going to be able to comment on any kind of government YouTube videos like a Joe Biden speech. Now, Joe Biden is even saying that raising the U.S. corporate tax rate, and this is going to put us above China's corporate tax rate, not competitive at all, says that it will put us in a position to win global competition with China. Nope, everything President Trump did is about to be undone as companies flee this country and go somewhere that treats them better. It's called flag theory, and countries are unable to keep companies around by taxing them to death. They'll just go somewhere else, and they'll take the jobs and the prosperity and the income and the tax base with them. The best thing you can do is lower the tax rate or even get rid of it completely and let prosperity and freedom ring. Remember, this country acquired over 2/3 of the world's wealth in just a couple of generations because of our freedom. And we've lost almost all of that freedom. And with it, we've lost the middle class. We've lost the wealth. And now it's just like it was in the old world, a elite ruling class dividing and conquering the people who were increasingly starting to look like serfs. Now, Dr. Fauci, of course, has actually been promoting the idea that people still need to wear the mask, even if they've been vaccinated. And Rand Paul says, no, according to the CDC director, data is suggesting that vaccinated people don't carry COVID-19. Now, look, that's not true. I like Rand Paul. I know he wants to help us to get rid of the mask because the masks don't help anyway. The masks mandates are being overturned left and right, and states are dropping it because they know it doesn't work. But I want to correct Rand And I want to correct the crazy CDC director who likes to cry on TV and pretend she's off script while she reads a script to manipulate people. That's called an appeal to emotion. That's a manipulation technique. Well, actually, it just so happens that one state has reported 102 COVID infections in fully vaccinated people. Okay, I don't know if they're still able to spread the disease, but let's assume that they are. And the fake news is already putting out at the Miami Herald, don't worry if you catch the coronavirus when you're fully vaccinated. It can happen. Here's why. Well, folks, it's not supposed to happen. That's what the whole vaccine is for, right? It's supposed to be that you get it, you don't have to worry anymore. Otherwise, why get it? Why go through the pain and suffering, potential paralysis and death that can come with this vaccine, the suicide vaccine? It's already being banned from numerous countries, and AstraZeneca has maimed so many people that they have had to change the name. Sorry about the dogs in the background. I also want to mention, because we have to run the show, and we have to fund the show and the team behind it, we're doing a special sale at redpillliving.com, detox15, to detox the deep state. You can get 15% off our entire detox collection, which includes the liposomal supervitamins, the heavy metal detoxa cream, which helps you to chelate and detox heavy metals. We have Lugol's iodine. 90% of people are deficient in iodine, and it is important, especially for developing children, especially for pregnant mothers. It is linked to IQ. It is incredibly important. My wife took it when she was pregnant, and I've got the biggest head kids ever. I mean, you guys have seen my kids. They've got huge noggins, and they're completely bald, but they've got Einstein brains, and they're incredibly smart, incredibly intelligent, and they're pretty far beyond most kids their age. And I think a lot of that had to do with not drinking fluoride and taking the iodine and, you know, eating the raw egg, organic egg every day, and the stuff that Mercola suggested on his website. You know, Dr. Mercola, who's been incredibly censored as well for pushing back against the deep state. We also have krill oil and others as well. Check it out. Go to redpillliving.com/Nemos. This sale ends on Easter Sunday at midnight Pacific. 15% off all of our detox items. Check it out. And remember, we are only supported 100% by our audience. Now, folks, we're gonna start to get into the hard topic here. What's going on at the border with all these children? Before I get into the worst part of it, a secretly recorded video released, I think through Project Veritas, is actually showing that migrants of all ages are being held under a bridge in makeshift CBP processing center enduring inhumane conditions. Okay, here's the children in cages. They're not even in cages. They're outside under a bridge in nets. Okay, look at these poor children, huddled, cold in coats, despondent, looking at the ground, depressed, wondering what their future is going to be. And my heart breaks for these kids. They didn't deserve this. They don't deserve to have to come up here and be thrown from boats, thrown over the wall. My gosh. Now, kids in migrant camps are engaging in sexual activity, and they're even being sent to hotels with unvetted caregivers. This is a pedophile's best dream. This is a parent's worst nightmare. These pedophiles are showing up and essentially helping out in order to get access to these children, and they're not being vetted at all. This is human trafficking, folks. As Gates said, we are the largest contributor as a country to human trafficking in the world. The United States is the biggest human trafficker in the world because of the policies of Joe Biden. Now, the Border Patrol has released an appalling video of smugglers dropping two little girls from a 14-foot-high border fence. I'm going to look away, frankly. Here we go. Now, we're about to go through some numbers. You're welcome to follow along on your computer or paper if you like. I'm just going to give you some very, very rough estimates here. Okay, according to reported government estimates regarding the number of migrants expected to cross into the U.S. this year, we're just getting started. CNN has already cited internal government calculations. Reported immigration officials expect to encounter an estimated 2 million people at the border in 2021. In fact, we may have already had so many come through. Now, here's what that translates into. Imagine 2 million. That's a pretty easy number. That's a good round number. Now, let's go to the next article here. Nearly 80%, roughly, of the women and the girls, that's children, crossing into the United States by way of Mexico are raped or assaulted. We've all heard about it. We've all heard about the rape trees. We've heard about and seen the pictures of bras and panties hanging from tree limbs where these pervert coyotes are raping the children as part of their extra fee for bringing them up here, not only making millions of dollars a day in some cases, but raping children while they do it. Now, I'm going to use Wikipedia here. I don't trust them, but the left trusts them. And I'm going to scroll down here about undocumented youth in the United States, and I'm going to go to the demographics section. And here it estimates that about 17% of these roughly 2 million people that are already in the United States as illegal immigrants are children. Okay, so if 17%, and this is a past number, I'm going to assume that that trend holds out, and we're just going to do rough basic math here. 17% of 2 million is around 340,000, I think. So let me just break that down for you in terms of 80%. Let's go through 2 million on my calculator here times 0.17, that's 340,000, I was right, and then times 0.8, that's 80%, that's 272,000 children that are being raped or expected to be raped this year under Joe Biden's open border policies. This is directly the fault of the Democrat Party, and they are to blame for every one of these poor children. Biden created this crisis by making promises he could not keep. This is from ex-ICE Director Tom Homan, and I agree with him. We know that Tom has taken a lot of flack in the past for doing his job, doing it well, and trying to protect both people on both sides, or both sides of the border, the children that are coming here and being trafficked, and the American citizens from dealing with the illegal immigration. This is a crisis. This is a moral crisis, and it is completely to blame the Democrats' fault. Now, Georgia, and I'm finally getting off this depressing topic just a little bit, although it's seared into my soul. I can't ever forget a 250,000 plus children being raped because of what has happened here. And I'll never be able to forget that. But Georgia House bill passes that strips Delta of a multi-million dollar tax break after Delta came out against Georgia's new laws for election integrity, which, by the way, Linwood was absolutely right. These were weak laws. It does not cover everything that needs to be covered. This was an attempt to pretend that they actually reformed the election, but they didn't. Georgia needs to do much, much better. Republicans do not fall for it. Now, I want to mention that the U.S. dollar's status as the dominant reserve currency of the world is at a 25-year low. I've been warning about this. I've been talking about how governments are fleeing the dollar, getting rid of our treasury debt, getting into gold, silver, and moving toward other systems. The dollar is dying, folks. The petrodollar deal is already dead, and it's only a matter of time until this currency is inflated to death, because it's the inevitable result of all paper fiat currencies. They're going to keep printing and printing and printing until it doesn't work anymore, because why wouldn't they? It's free power and money, infinite free power and money for them. But the game is over at some point, and it's going to be like musical chairs. And that's when I think we're going to return to a gold standard, because there's really no other option. They're going to try their digital dollar, but it's not going to work. People are fleeing the dollar as fast as they can get it out of it and into gold or into silver or into cryptocurrencies or commodities or real estate or farmland or something. Matt Gaetz reveals possessions possession of documents that confirm his disclosure of an extortion scheme by former DOJ officials or official. So Matt Gaetz has paperwork to prove that he is being extorted, and that's where this allegation of pedophilia, of dating or having sex with a 17-year-old, is coming from. Now, I'm going to close out with Hunter Biden, who actually recently said of President Trump that he is a, quote, a vile man on a vile mission. Let's remember that Hunter Biden's laptop from hell included treason, blackmail, what could be amounted to probably sedition as well, and also included family porn and probably child porn as well. And some of that he put on Pornhub of his own relatives. So you tell me who the vile man really is, folks. I mean, I'm not going to judge somebody for doing porn. I don't care. You're not hurting anybody. But when you bring children into it, when you bring family into it, it's just sick. I mean, that's incestual. That's pedophilic. That's, you go to hell for that. And you do not get to pass go. You do not get to collect $200, as the Monopoly game goes, for those who don't catch the reference. I'm going to go pray about this world. I hope you guys have found this to be of value. I don't know anymore. I'm not giving up, but there's a price to pay for this work. There really is. I'll see you guys on the next one.